Hey, Justin.
Here's Justin.
Hello.
Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Hey, you guys are 9-4. This team's 9-4. You know, we're here in week 14, week 15. How much do you enjoy this kind of game where so much is at stake and you know, really everything, the whole season's on the line?
Well, I mean, this is why you play the game. You love playing in situations like this. You know, it only brings the best out of each team, each individual, and looking forward to having a great game. We know, you know, Philly's playing well. We're playing well. This game means a lot for both teams, and I expect to get, you know, everybody's best effort.
Do you think it'll be one of those classic Eagles-Giants, you know, 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, everything's up in the air, and whoever makes that big play at the end, that kind of game?
I hope so. I mean, like I said, that's what you love to play in. It's December time, and that's when this is when you really make your money. This is when you really, you know, people remember these times of year and games like this. And it seems like it's going to, you know, come down to another one of those classic games, just like it was down there. Unfortunately, in Philadelphia, they made more plays than we did. Hopefully, we can return the favor.
How do you feel like you guys handled a real difficult weekend, you know, with all the crazy things happening with travel and all that? You know, that could be a real challenge. How'd you guys handle it?
You know what? I think we handled it well. You know, obviously, we got the win. And that says a lot in itself. So, but the one thing this team is built on is built on mental toughness. It's built on being resilient, and you know, I think we showcased that. But again, I mean, we get an opportunity to do that again this week with a short week, playing probably the biggest game of the year for us, and you know, so hopefully all that plays in our favor again, though.
Justin, you had a big game last time against the Eagles. Couple sacks, couple forced fumbles. What do you see in them going into this game? Are they different? Are they better? You know, what do you see in them right now?
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing anything different. Obviously, like I said earlier, we're gonna get their best game. So, you know, I expect them to turn their intensity as well as we will in this game. So, you know, if anything, I just think they'll be clicking on the same page, you know, even more than I think they were against Dallas, you know. So, we expect to get their best everything. We know how good Michael is playing. We know how good Deshaun McCoy, that O-line, is playing. So, our defense definitely has a huge challenge in front of us. And the thing is, it really doesn't matter what they do. If we play our game and we don't make the mistakes that we play together as a team, then we feel like we can beat anybody. So that's what our focus is this week.
When you play this team, how important is it to stop or to limit their big plays? It seems like so much of what they do is predicated on hitting those big plays that can really take a lot out of defense.
Well, it's huge. I mean, just look at last week. I think Dallas played tremendously good defense other than, you know, maybe four or five plays, and that turned to be the difference in the game. So, I mean, with the talent that Philadelphia has on that offensive side, you kind of, you know, wishing in the dark to say that you're not going to give up any big plays. But just try your best to make them work for everything they get. Make them, you know, drive the entire length of the field. Don't give them the big play. And you stand a better chance. If they're able to get a big play, and they, you know, one thing I've seen in Philadelphia, when they get one, they find a way to kind of rally behind that and get their mojo going, and they end up getting three or four back, you know, in succession there. So, for us, man, it's just like I said, making sure that we make them work for everything they get.
How tough is it defensively? I mean, like we saw when Brandon had like an 80-yard run the other night. I mean, it really changes so much the whole momentum of the game. How defensively, how tough is it to rebound when a team gets like a 70, 80-yard chunk at a time?
Well, it's tough. I mean, it works opposite. As far as, you know, when offense get a big play like that, it really boosts their morale. When the defense gives up one like that, it really, you know, pitch in the tank a little bit. But, you know, one thing this defense has did well, and that's, you know, making sure when we put in bad situations, whether that our offense turn the football over or whether we give them a big play and they're in our, you know, territory, we do a good job of standing. So, you know, for us, man, we just got to, you know, if they do get a big play, make sure that we, you know, go to the next play. We can't affect, you know, the next play by thinking about the play that just happened. So that's the one thing that we'll be preaching in the huddle. If they do get a big play, and making sure that we go on and try to correct this next play.
Justin, when it came down to the game, the end of the Dallas game the other night, the Eagles really put it away running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not really known for that. Did that make any sort of impression on you guys, you know, seeing that?
Yeah, at the time, no, but, you know, now that you think about it, you're right. I mean, they are multifaceted offense. They do a great job of, you know, hitting the big play, but they also, as proven in that game, they can't run the ball when they need to. We know that offensive line is, you know, big, massive guys, and, you know, they play well together, and they can get you off the ball. So that last drive did prove that, you know, they have more than just an aerial attack or like an outside perimeter running game. You know, they showed that they can play smash mouth football too. So, but, you know, again, we're not necessarily worried about what the Philadelphia offense does. We're definitely going to key on the things that we do and make sure that we're together as a defense.
The Giants are really good at running the ball as well. Do you, speaking as a defensive guy, how demoralizing is that when you're beaten like that on the ground? I mean, not that happens to you that often, but
say it again, or I can hear you.
How tough is it to be on defense when the other team does run on you like that? I mean, that's
it's frustrating, man. Yeah. That's happened. You know, I know Jacksonville comes to mind. You know, it just seemed like they could just, you know, run at will at certain points in that football game. And it's very frustrating. It makes you challenge yourself. It makes you look at yourself and make sure that, you know, you're doing everything possible to help this football team stop the run or stop this offense. So it is frustrating. And I mean, that's one of the most disheartening things about it, you know, that can happen in a game. If you want to really I guess put nails in the coffin of a defense, run the football against them. And like Philly did against Dallas that last drive, that really takes the air out of your sails.
And it gets more important at this time of the year, right, I mean, with the weather and so forth.
Yeah, it does. I mean, especially playing New York in the Meadowlands, that wind is whipping. So, you know, you might throw a ball and it might go – there's some places that you didn't think you could throw it. So it's definitely important to establish a running game, especially in a game like this where, you know, both defenses love to, you know, come after the quarterback, come after the, you know, blitz the quarterback and things of that nature. And to be able to have that in your back pocket as far as, you know, being able to run the ball and keep defenses off, you know, offline, it definitely bodes well for that offense.
All right. Hey, thanks, Justin.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.